From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is English professor, Dr. Adrian Oliver. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Janae.
Adrian is the curator of the virtual program, The Warmth of Oakland Sun, a Black Gold storytelling event, which is about elder Black Oakland residents who were part of the Great Migration out of the South. And that's happening this Martin Luther King weekend. And right now we're going to hear Adrian's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do at home.
Well, now I'm getting late over in the evening, I feel like.
First up is a book that a lot of people should read to understand the unrest that's been going on in this country since last summer, and that's Cast by Isabel Wilkerson. And to quote the description from the book, it's about the unspoken caste system that has shaped America and shows how our lives today are still defined by a hierarchy of human divisions. Adrian, what did you get out of the book?
I love this book, Janae. I'm more familiar with The Warmth of Other Suns, her first book. I'm only part of the way through Cast. But Cast is a continuation of The Warmth of Other Suns, which talks about the Great Migration and gives the history behind why we have such a caste system in America.
And were you inspired with your other project about Oakland migrants? Did The Warmth of Other Suns inspire you? Because I know the book title and your event are titles are similar.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I read The Warmth of Other Suns about 3 years ago originally, and it really changed my life because I'm a migrant. I relocated here to the Bay Area from Little Rock, Arkansas in 2010. And I didn't realize at that time that I was part of this larger history of Black folks moving from the South. And just reading that, it just changed my life. And actually, I have been teaching from that book since then in my English classes. I know it's more of a sociological text, but I just feel so strongly about this history. And my students have said to me, thank you, because we didn't know this history, and they're just as excited to write about it as I am.
So that's a lot of history to learn about America. Make sure you look into The Warmth of Other Suns and Cast. You can get those books at your local bookstore. Your next pick is in honor of the Dr. King weekend. It's the People's Holiday. Now, this is a virtual concert put on by the National African American History and Culture Museum in Washington, D.C., and it features Grammy Award-winning composer Christian McBride, jazz and poetry performances by students from Juilliard, and a poetry reading by poet Evie Shockley. Adrian, why this pick? This is a good one.
I love this one because I love the Smithsonian. We have our own museum. And, you know, one of the good things about so many things being virtual is that we could be in all of these places that we normally wouldn't be able to be in. And this is just an awesome opportunity for us to participate in a Martin Luther King Day celebration with the African American History Museum. I love jazz and Christian McBride. I feel like the soundtrack to everything I do is rooted in the blues and jazz. And this is the perfect way to celebrate MLK Day. So you can start with this event at 1 and then come over to the other event that I'm going to recommend.
All right, so you can get your MLK Day started with the People's Holiday. That's Monday, January 18th at 1 p.m. Now, it says 4 p.m. on the website, and I'm assuming that's Eastern time.
So they're on the East Coast. Mm-hmm.
Right, so it'd be 1 p.m. our time. And your final pick is the poetry collection Synchronicity, The Oracle of Sun Medicine by Tarita McHale. Tarita is an Oakland poet, educator, empath, and former Black Panther. Synchronicity covers spirituality and Black culture while also challenging organized religion and institutionalized racism. Tarita has been on Sights and Sounds before, and she's part of your Warmth of Oakland Sun project. I'll actually be interviewing Tarita for that project. What do you like about Tarita's work?
I love Tarita's work. She is the best storyteller within her poetry. And I love her wordplay and just really helping us to think differently about our institutions. And she is going to be one of the featured storytellers in The Warmth of Oakland Sun. And I'm really excited about her work.
Yeah, and also I'll be interviewing her too about her family who migrated here from Mississippi and Texas. That's Synchronicity, The Oracle of Sun Medicine by Tarita McHale. I've been speaking with English professor Dr. Adrian Oliver. Make sure to check out The Warmth of Oakland Sun, a Black Gold storytelling event on Monday, January 18th at 3 p.m. And you can register on Eventbrite. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit kalw.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by James Rowlands and produced by me. I'm Janae Darden.